God's peace, His mercy, His grace be with you tonight from God our Father. Amen. Well, tonight we're going to continue looking at that story of Jonah, and we're going to look at a different question, namely, does God give a second chance? Does God give more than one chance for us to be right with Him, for a man to be right and to get right and to do right before God? That's an important question for us to ask, isn't it? You know what a lot of unbelievers that are in the world are wondering, you know, who are being drawn to God, will God accept me because I failed and failed and failed again? Can I possibly give it another chance? And then even Christians who are saved, all of us, I'm sure you experience the same thing as I do. You wonder, God, how long will you put up with me? How long will you bear with me before you cast me off? Because I'm still not where I want to be and I still fail too many times. God, do I get another chance? So let's talk tonight about whether God gives us a second chance. And God's going to make that known to us today through our scripture from Jonah, as well as other places. So let's begin by opening up the scriptures and seeing what we read there in Jonah. That's chapter 1. We'll just start with just a few verses here. Now the word of the Lord came to Jonah, the son of Amittai, saying, "Arise, go to Nineveh, that great city, and cry against it, for their wickedness has come up before me." But Jonah rose to flee to Tarshish from the presence of the Lord. He went down to Joppa and found a ship going to Tarshish. So he paid the fare and went on board to go with them to Tarshish, away from the presence of the Lord. Would you call that a fail? He messed up. A major sin, a total strike against him. Horrible. Will God give this man a second chance who disobeyed God? He's a prophet. He's got a straight word from the Lord, and he says no. And he runs away. Is God going to give him a second chance? Would he give you a second chance? First of all, let's just ask this. Was God angry with Jonah? What do you think? Yes, good answer. When God disciplined Jonah, he didn't send him a rainbow and a little cooing dove. Oh, no, no, please come back, please. No, he gets a storm, black as sackcloth, hurls it after him, and a huge fish, scary and of great size. God has a hot displeasure against sin, and so we need to remember that. We don't want to test his patience, as Jonah did here. God definitely gets angry at sin. But did God give Jonah up forever? You know, did God just say, "That's it, the hammer's coming down, you sinned against me, it's over, Jonah, I'm done with you, you're gone, you're in Davy Jones' locker, goodbye, sayonara, forever, goodbye." Is that what God does with Jonah? Well, let's consider this. Jonah chapter 2, verses 1 to 2. Let's see what is written here. Jonah chapter 2, 1 to 2. Turning the page. Then Jonah prayed to the Lord, his God, from the belly of the fish, saying, "I called to the Lord out of my distress, and he answered me. Out of the belly of Sheol I cried, and he heard my voice. And the Lord spoke to the fish, and it vomited or spit out Jonah upon the dry land." Did God give Jonah a second chance? He certainly did. Would God have been just not to give him a second chance? Yes, he would have, because God is under no obligation to give anybody a second chance. God would have been totally just, totally righteous, to just say, "Jonah, you sinned against me, and that's it. You're over. You're sunk. You're in Davy Jones' locker, and I put the lock upon it and leave you there at the bottom of the sea forever, and goodbye, sayonara, goodbye, Jonah." He would have been totally just to do that. So, why? Why did God give Jonah a second chance? You tell me. Sure, you, I'm talking with you. No, did you see how she did that? She's like, me? Because he's loving and he's good. He is a good God. Will God give you a second chance? He is a good God. That's why he does this kind of thing. He gives a second chance for Jonah to get it right. We can read, actually, one of my favorite passages in Scripture, which I believe I referred to last week as well, but hey, it's such a great verse. Let's look at it one more time. There's another Jonah in the Bible, namely God's people. They are disobeying and running away from God because he says in Hosea 11, my people are bent on turning away from me. In other words, they're lighting it out for foreign countries, getting out of my presence. They don't want anything to do with me. So God says they're appointed to the oak. That's the judgment. But then he says, but how can I give you up, O Ephraim? How can I hand you over, O Israel? Then God reveals his heart inside. He says, my heart recoils within me. My compassion grows warm and tender. I will not execute my fierce anger. I will not again destroy Ephraim, for I am God and not a man, the Holy One of Israel in your midst, and I will not come to destroy. Oh, isn't that amazing? God could judge us, and he'd be righteous to do so, and he does judge, and he will bring a judgment one day, but his first heart is always to save, to rescue us, to give us a second chance, to set our feet on the ground again. And so God did that very thing for Jonah. He gave him a second chance. So think with me for a moment. What would be a good sport to give us an illustration in God's relationship to us about second chances? What sports give you a good second chance? Let's think about that for a second. How about basketball? Play basketball, take a shot, you miss, and then it bounces over, the other team gets it, and you lost. You lost that point. That doesn't work too well, does it? One chance. How about football? Y'all like football? How about on that field goal kick? They got it there, and the little munchkin comes out on the field, the only little guy in football, except for the referees. And he comes out, and he comes over, and he gets one chance. If he misses it, he's out. It's over. Game done. Or you've lost that point. Not a good illustration. All right, how about tennis? We love tennis. That's my sport. Play, but if you hit it long or hit it wide or hit it into the net, you don't get another chance. That's it. You've lost the point. So you tell me, what would be a good sport to give us an illustration for God's relationship with us? They got it at the 12 o'clock. They did. How about this one? Baseball. Baseball. It's the sport of second chances. Here's my bat. It's a Christmas wrapper, but it's my bat anyway. You get up to the plate. Ready? That's why I said you got to sit in the back row, buddy. This is the only sport it's like this. Pitch comes in, swing and a miss. I got plenty of room. See that? Swing and a miss, strike one. It's not over. You get a second chance. Come again. Pitch comes in, ball. Pitcher gets another chance. And then, this can go on ad infinitum. That's why baseball is like the only sport where the announcers have to really be good at gabbing with small talk, right? Basketball, it's like, and it's shot, and it's over here, it's over here, it's over here. Baseball, it's like, and a swing and a miss, strike one. And by the way, this guy, when he was in high school, he took chemistry, but when he went to college, he decided to study humanities. And over here, and then he went this way, and then finally, and then a swing and a miss, strike two. And then a story, 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 and a ball. It can take forever. This is a game of second chances. And so when Jonah steps up to the plate, or you and I do, and we swing, is that over? We got to understand, with God, because he's good and because he's loving, he gives us a second chance. Just like in baseball, more than one is God given to you and to me. Is God going to do that with us? Well, before we consider God giving us that second chance, is it good to presume upon God giving you a second chance when you're going to go in and sin the first time? I've heard sometimes, not to speak of all Catholics or anything like that, but I've just heard some have said of certain Catholics, former Catholics have said, the idea is You know, you go out and sin and really live it up on Friday because you're going to get a second chance because you get your sins forgiven in confession the next day. And so you party it up because you're presuming that you're going to get another chance the next day. Is that the way we ought to be with God? Does God sometimes just give one chance? He's under no obligation to give us more than one chance. Are there times in the Bible when God only gives one chance? There's a couple times when God does that. Such as, remember the Old Testament with Korah? And he rebels against Moses in the wilderness and he says, I'll be the captain. I'll lead the people back to Egypt. God had to deal with this guy very hard, because if he doesn't deal with him on just the one chance, all of Israel might turn back to Egypt. And so God says, get away from the tent of Korah. Friends, when God says, get away from the tent of Korah, you better get away from the tent of Korah. He got one chance. He vaunted himself against Moses, and all of a sudden the ground shakes and quakes and splits open, and it swallows him up, and he goes down to Sheol alive. He got one chance. You also have Esau in the Bible. Remember Jacob and Esau? And Esau's out there in the wilderness trying to hunt, finding no game. He comes back famished to his brother. He barely limps into the tents, and his brother has pottage. He says, give me some of your pottage. And Jacob says, well, of course, I'll give you some of my pottage if you'll sell me your birthright first. Oh, what's a birthright use to me? Because I'm going to die. Give me the pottage, and here's my birthright. Okay, here's your pottage. And he gave it up. And guess what? The Bible says in Hebrews that Esau found no chance to repent, because he sought it with many tears. He had one chance and he blew it. So when you consider this talk about second chances, that doesn't mean we should presume upon God giving us second chances and go ahead and sin tonight because he's going to forgive us tomorrow. Because you don't know exactly what God's going to do that way. But now I'm speaking to the rest of us who are striving to follow God, and we're like, oh my goodness, I'm failing each day. God, how long will you put up with me? How long will you bear with me? Do you know what God says to you? In your case, just look at how I dealt with Jonah. Jonah stepped up to the plate, swing and a miss. But I gave him a second chance, and I'm going to give you a second chance. How did Jonah do with his second chance? Let's read about it. Back over here to the Bible. We read in Jonah chapter 2, or 3 actually. Then the word of the Lord came to Jonah the second time, there's your second chance, saying, arise and go to Nineveh, that great city, and proclaim to it the message that I tell you. So Jonah rose and went to Nineveh according to the word of the Lord. Now Nineveh was an exceedingly great city, 3 days' journey in breadth. Jonah began to go into the city. Going a day's journey, he cried, yet 40 days and Nineveh shall be overthrown. So what would you say that is? Who knows? Steps up to the plate. Second chance after a big miss with the great fish. All right, here he goes. And he hits it. He gets a hit. Do you know God deals like that with us? It's almost like a father with his little children, his little boy. And he tosses him the ball. The boy misses it. What's the father do? He says, here, son, try again. Throws it again. Even if he misses again, he throws it again. Jonah, though, got a hit on the second one. He obeyed. Of course, he had some trouble later on, but he obeyed on the second hit. So God gave Jonah a second chance. Who else gets a second chance in the story? Nineveh does. The people of Nineveh, because that was the preaching. And how did they do? They swung and they missed. Previously, it says the people of Nineveh believed God. They proclaimed a fast and put on sackcloth from the greatest of them to the least. And verse 10, when God saw what they did, how they turned from their evil way, God repented of the evil which he had said he would do to them, and he did not do it. So Nineveh steps up to the plate too. All these people, lots of people, do they get a second chance? They had swung and missed terribly with wickedness. And yet God said, second chance for you too. Up to the plate, son. They swing and they hit the ball. They repented, which is the right thing to do. God's a God of second chances. If you think about it, the word in Hebrew for sin is chata, which means to miss the mark. Sounds like swing and a miss, or maybe even not even swing at all, getting a called strike on yourself. But you also see in the Bible, God continually gives second chances to people. Think about David. David's out there, sleeps with Bathsheba. Is it over for David? Swing and a miss. He strikes out on Bathsheba and he says, I've sinned against the Lord. And Nathan says to him, but God has also put away your sin, you shall not die. Second chance for David to step up and go again. We have the adulterous woman in John chapter 8. Remember her? She's crying and weeping. She's been caught in the act of adultery. I mean, this is a big whiff because she was caught doing it. Swing and a miss, strike. She should die for that. What's Jesus say? Woman, where are they? Has no one condemned you? No one, Lord. Neither do I condemn you. Go and do not sin again. So he gives her a second chance. The Bible's full of second chances. So if you're wondering tonight, is God going to throw me out because I'm trying to follow him and I'm walking in his ways, but I keep failing and I have things that come out of my mouth wrong at times and wrong thoughts sometimes. Is God going to put up with me? How long will he bear with me? God says, look at how I am. I'm revealing to you how I deal with my people, with human beings. And I give second chances. And I give a third and a fourth. Because think about this. Can you think of somebody that had more than two strikes, more than one strike? How about Peter? Remember Peter? On the night when Jesus is going to be betrayed, he says, they may all strike out Jesus, but I'll hit a home run. I'll be in there for you. I'll hit the ball right where I need to hit it. Jesus says, Peter, I tell you, before the cock crows tonight, before the end of the game, you're going to strike out three times. Not me, Jesus. And so said they all. And then gets out there. The maid comes to Peter. Surely you're one of this man's company. I don't know the man. Strike one, Peter. And again, they're by the charcoal fire. Surely you're with this man because your accent betrays you. You're a Galilean. I swear. I don't know the man, he says. And again, surely you are one of this man's disciples. I am not. Strike three. How many you got in baseball? Three strikes and you're out. You're out. Not so with God. What does he do with Peter? Meets him on the beach afterwards. Says, Peter, do you love me? Yes, Lord, I love you. Feed my sheep. Tend my lambs, feed my sheep, three times restores him, three times gives him another chance to hit the ball. That's a good dad, and three times Peter to hit it, and he says, come and follow me. God's done that with me too. God's given me second chances, and third, and fourth, and 10, and 1,000. He gives us thousands of choices, chances, because he loves you. He doesn't wish that any should perish, but all reach repentance. And he's like a father. He's going to keep throwing you that ball until you learn to hit and hit that home run. Even Paul, he says, I persecuted the way. Anybody who followed it, I tried to make them blaspheme against God. I dragged off men and women into prison. And I committed them to being condemned. But God had mercy on me. And why? Let's read that. Because I'd acted ignorantly in unbelief, he says. I'm the chief of sinners, says Paul in 1 Timothy 1. And he says, I receive mercy for this reason, that in me as the foremost, the chief strikeout king from God, as the foremost sinner, Jesus Christ might display his perfect patience for an example to those who are to believe in him for eternal life. Perfect patience. Is he going to be patient with you, Sonia? Is he going to be patient with you, Art? Be patient with me? God is supremely patient with us. And we should be encouraged tonight. He gives you thousands of chances because he's continually, as a father, helping you to win. And last thing I'll say is the whole Bible is the story, really, of a baseball. Namely, the devil was pitching a no-hitter. Everybody, all have sinned and fall short of the glory of God. They pitched everyone and out, striking at everybody. No one had a hit. We were all sinners until Jesus steps up to the plate, God's own son. Steps up, devil throws his best fastball right down the pipe. Right out over the far fence. And it was not only a home run, it was a grand slam because it brings everybody home. Safe and sound. And now that you're saved and you're loved and you're redeemed and you're reconciled with God and he's now Abba, Dad, Father, he's going to keep pitching to you and throwing you balls and says, don't worry about that one, son. Let's try that again and keep going because he loves you. Last thing I'll say is you're going to be like Carlton Fisk. Remember the 1975 World Series, Red Sox versus the Cincinnati Reds? 12th inning, 6th game, World Series. Fisk steps up to the plate, and the second pitch that comes into him, and it's going and going, and it's getting close to the foul line, and what's he do? Go, 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 go. And it's fair ball, and he wins the game, and God's going to keep pitching to you until you also hit that home run, and you're hitting it with him in Christ. So, thank you, God, for being our great Father, for loving us and giving us second, third, 10,000 chances, and a perfect salvation in Jesus Christ. Amen.